May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 633. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. Nor earth nor hell can it remove, long as he lives, his own he'll love. Hymn 633.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if another man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal, ever-living, righteous, merciful, long-suffering, gracious, Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I do solemnize our minds and put us in a right frame to worship thee, the majesty of heaven. Lord, not only are my times in thy hand, but my eternal destiny is already decreed, and I seek grace and mercy and forgiveness as I come to pray to the God of heaven. O Lord, Father, Lord, Son, Lord, Holy Ghost, one almighty God of love, we bow before thee this morning hour, and we do seek thy blessing eternally upon us. But open our eyes, and open our ears, and open our understanding to know the way, and to know the truth, and to know the life that is in Jesus, for poor, needy, dying, vile, treacherous, wicked sinners that we are. I speak for myself. O Lord, do thou shine. Lord Jesus, I come to thee this morning hour, and I have no one else. Whom have I in heaven but thee, says Asaph. There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. This knowledge, this need, this blessing is through the eternal riches of thy grace and nothing else. And O Lord, it is a mercy to know thee as my Lord and my God alone, with the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves. Oh, I do pray, Lord Jesus, thou wilt shine, and when thou wast upon the earth, thou didst draw sinners unto thee for healing, for blessing, for grace, for love, for eternal life. And now thou art exalted in glory, I plead with thee, even this day at this time, thou wilt do this where thou wilt. And we pray even in this house, as has already been asked. O Holy Father, may we know thee through thy Son, and rejoice in thy electing sovereign choice and love. It is nothing but love. Cause thy Son to be made precious unto us exceedingly, that we may know death swallowed up in victory. Do set our affections and draw them unto thee in need. It is through need. Oh, we pray thy blessing on us. Soften our hearts. The fountain is open for sin. The gospel fountain is open for sin and uncleanness, for a washing, an eternal washing, a preparation, a cleansing. Thy precious blood has been shed for our shelter, atonement, and for our life, the life given as a ransom. O Lord, a token for us. O Lord, the life, the righteous one, shed his life, shed his blood to die and gave his life a ransom for many. The life was in the blood. Holy Spirit, be pleased to bless the word. But do work in us, Holy Spirit, true repentance, true need, a godly sorrow for our life and our sins. Or that we may be drawn, covered, sheltered, embraced by divine love. So do help us. We thank thee for the opening hymn, suitable to our thoughts this day. Dear Lord, so receive us graciously. We would see Jesus. We want to be affected by thy agonies for my sin. I want to be more humbled. But Lord, we have to learn the plague and what we're being saved from. And to know something of the effectual work, love and blessing of sanctification, preparation, righteousness of the Lamb of God to be working in us and upon us. O Holy Spirit, what great changes we need in our life. O Lord, separation. Nothing but drawing can do it. Separation. And unto the Lamb, drawn to the Lamb, so do help us. Lord, thou knowest how I come to chapel this day. Thou knowest how each person has come to thy house. O Lord, what a mercy if our heart is all athirst, full of longing, full of desire, full of perhaps have measures of hope, touches, drawings, Lord, love in our heart to thee. But oh, we're poor, we're so poor, so useless, so needy, Lord, so helpless, so full of corruption. Oh, so lifeless in ourselves, and so desperately wicked is our heart. Much needs to be confessed. Lord, let my life now be a life of confession and of prayer and of desire and of embrace. Oh, stir us up. Eternity is before us. It's a solemn thing. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we have all sinned. And we have got death before us. Stir us up to make us ready. May we cry, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Now, Lord, I fall into thy hands. Remember us in loving kindness. According to thy covenant mercy and thy covenant grace, remember me still. Oh, the stability that is in the glory of the covenant. But oh, to be found under it. Oh, to be found in it. We have nothing of our own, no strength, no ability, no life in it of ourselves, no hope in it, but all the Lamb of God, for sinners slain. So we come, pleading thy name, even this day, afresh, with fresh need. Bless this house of prayer. What we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for Zion. The friends of Black Boys meeting today in Horam, remember thy servants. Expected with them, be with them, bless them. Grant that anointing. Lord, grant that anointing here. It is the Holy Ghost alone. Jesus to be exalted, lifted up in our need, as our life and as our God. Will we pray thy blessing on friends here. Remember the dear deacons, be gracious to them, bless them in their office. Give wisdom, their loved ones. Remember the church, the congregation, the families, the loved ones. Remember each in mercy and undertake those indifferent, those careless in spiritual things, have a form of godliness, and let, denying the power thereof. Dear Lord, have compassion. Lord, forgive. Lord, blot out. Lord, touch. Bring forth life. Let dead bones live. O Lord, those in exercise, those who weep after their sins and over their sins and after thee, I should say. O Lord, draw them. Be precious. Speak. Speak, Lord. Those that know thee, establish in the rock. O Lord Jesus, speak. Do shine in the gospel. Let there be a word in season, a word of grace, a word of mercy. Oh, we can only come and pray. Be exalted, great God of heaven, and draw us by thy grace into the bosom thou hast provided, the bosom of thine only begotten Son, one with thee, one glorious God. O Lord, into the bosom of thy Son, draw us continually. Prepare us for thy will in the remaining days of our life. Oh, let my life breathe forth confession continually. Give us a spirit of true repentance, of meekness, humility and grace. So we're beggars for mercy, Lord. Save us from a fleshly religion, a show in the flesh, notions in the head, a religion that I was brought up in. My parents, I believe, are with thee, but oh, we understood things, or thought we did, and were blind and ignorant and poor and naked, and didn't know it. Dear Lord, have mercy on us, how we've gone astray. Bless this house, afflicted friends. Lord, affliction is a solemn thing, a fearful thing. I pray thee for healing mercies, compassion. Great God of compassion, heal the sick. Lord, lift up the downcast, the lonely, the unhappy, the sorrowing. Remember in mercy. Remember age, friends. Old age is a solemn time. Everything weakens, even the mind and the desire weakens. Lord, remember. Oh, be near to the end. Have compassion. Great God of love. Great God of mercy. Great God of compassion. There's nothing we can do. We lay before thee, knocking at thy gate, knocking at thy door. So gather us up under thy wing this day. Remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. Think the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies, bless them in their labours. And one after those many years laying down his labours. Bless him, grant him a latter rain. Strengthen one raised up for a season. Do bless him, be with him. Remember thy servants each. O Lord, remember the causes of truth. Return in power in the ministry and in the congregations and in the churches and in our homes and in our lives to gather us under thy wing. Remember thy one church in the earth, the missionaries, where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in war, conflict, deprivation, and genocide, have mercy on thy people through the earth. Have mercy on this guilty land, and we, as it's a time as today, to remember thy mercies and deliverances, but how proud, how vain, how foolish, how forgetful, O Lord, we have become, how independent of God. And that which was once at the end of the last war done with a spirit of thanksgiving by many is now done, Lord, in a solemn way, an awful way. O Lord, have mercy on this nation. We thank thee for thy deliverances. Raise up men in this land once more, deliver us. And blow the trumpet out of Zion, that we may be brought as a nation to repentance. Bless our Queen, our royal house. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious, civil liberties, freedom to worship. O Lord, overthrow the evil bills and our wicked leaders and their lies. Have mercy on us and deliver us. But, O Lord, there is a time coming when the end of all things will be at hand and ready. Oh, prepare us, prepare me for the end, my own end. Lord, prepare me for thy will. Into thy hands we now fall with thanksgiving, regard, thankfulness, praise, wonder at all thy mercies. Have mercy on our young people, Lord. We haven't prayed for them. Go before them and provide for them in all things. Touch their hearts, bring them to know thee. Bless the dear children, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. Bless the Sunday school in the instruction here and elsewhere. But, O Lord, we would conclude with thanksgiving for all thy mercies, all thy grace. All I can do is ask for more. Thou art the same, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord, draw our souls up now to worship. Prepare us to see thy face. Prepare us, Lord, in thy righteousness, in our life, before we come to the end. We ask all things. Now, Lord, bless thy word. Ask all things in thy name. Bless thy word. Holy Spirit, bid you. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. I plead thy name, Lord Jesus, before the throne. For thy great name's sake, I plead. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. 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 Amen.
Hymn number 968. Hark, my soul, it is the Lord, 'tis thy Saviour, hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Hymn 968.
complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, and the first words of verse 4. Solomon's Song, chapter 1, and the first words of verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4, the first part. Draw me, we will run after thee. What a great mercy it is to be apprehended of God, that you will be given a desire and a need of the Lord God, as made known and displayed in his blessed Son. It is very true, there is a cost, although grace is free, when we consider what we deserve by the way of eternal wrath. I wonder how many of us really do know there is such a thing as eternal wrath. You'll only know it as God shows it to you. But there is a cost, and that yoke and that cost is easy, and that burden is made light in the simplicity of the truth of following him. Following him, being drawn to him, to bear his reproach. Eternity is before us. I wonder how many of us really have an understanding of eternity. It has to be shown us, and what is shown us is only a little. But if that is the case, God will lead us to his Son. That is his blessing. We cannot look into the mind and will of God from eternity. His decrees, he is absolute and he is above us, but he has provided a fullness. And the living soul, as the spouse in this song, seeks after, drawn to this glorious person. Now, what are we being drawn to? I got this word really through that word in Zechariah. I will hiss for them. Here the spouse speaks to her beloved, her Lord, draw me, draw me. What is it you want? Why do you want to be drawn? What is it about the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David, that you want to be drawn to, and why? Draw me, she says. Draw me. Draw me. You've got to put this word, and if you're taught of the Lord, you will feel this word to be in the context of your own case. Your own case. I don't want to labour this point too much, but the corruption, the infidelity, the independence of God, I often say these things, working daily in us. What do you know of it working daily in the fight of faith? And you can't overcome until the Lamb of God is made precious to your soul. A little touch, a little hope, your remembrance in his word, remember of his mercy to your soul. It's a constant fight. What shall we name? Why do you want to be drawn? First of all, the sacrifice for my sins. I'll name that first. We all know about it, but have you come to it? Have you come to the feast? Have you come to the feast by grace, the feast, spiritual feast of the love of God being displayed and known to your soul? And the groans and cries of his only begotten Son. I'll just pause here for a moment. God is love. Father, Son, Holy Ghost are love in themselves, an almighty power of love in themselves. And they saw their creation was good, and it was good. And they created man in their own image. But man fell. What a solemn thing. An alienation in mind. From the God whom Adam communed with, he fled. Friend, it's a shaking off. We've shaken off all restraint upon us. But there is a sacrifice for sin. Now that God of love, the God the Father, one with his Son, such was his love and compassion to those whom he set his mind upon and heart upon. How many of us? It's not an intellectual thing, you know, a dry analysis, just because I know about it. Do you need his love to be set upon you? Set upon you, chosen in him, to be directed and led in your life to the fullness of this feast of the sacrifice for your sins, where Jesus, one with his Father, laid down his life. Oh, you come to believe the gospel, have you? Oh, we don't need any more, do we? I believe the gospel, I believe in Jesus, I'm all right. That's not love, friends. That's loftiness. That's independence, that's pride. Don't disturb me. Love in your heart will make you long for more. Friend, what a putting away of sin. And may I say this? We've got to know about our sins to want them put away, haven't we? How can you want your sins put away if you don't know what they are? Friend, the corruption, the awfulness, the alienation in mind. I won't labour this point. But if you know enough about it, you'll groan. Groan in this body. Groan in this tabernacle. Longing for light. Longing for life. Longing for immortality. Beginning now. In your heart by gracious experience. But what a sacrifice. What an opening. What love. What a dying. Do we know anything about darkness, spiritual darkness? It's an awful thing, you know. A living soul does not turn away or despise any other person that's in spiritual darkness, because they know what it is and they've been in it and they're thankful to be delivered out of it, and they would desire that person to be brought out of it. Darkness. Spiritual darkness. It's shut out from God. No hope. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. The Lamb of God entered into it. In providence, in the pathway, we get very, all of us, well, I don't know, I can only speak from those I know, get distressed when it seems that God does not answer your requests, even in the natural pathway of life. And you wonder why, and it gets distressing, and is the Lord against me? You think of it, dear friend, concerning eternally. But God does hear. God does here, through his only begotten Son. Now, what I wanted to say was the Son of God has entered into that place. His soul entered voluntarily in his humanity. In his soul, deity could not change. But in the humanity, joined to the deity, entered into that estate. Standing in your place. To bear the wrath, the curse, the fire, the doom, the distress. By way of an eternal understanding. In his human soul, I mean. God didn't need any understanding. In his soul. To satisfy justice. To save. To redeem. To satisfy justice. To make atonement. Reconciliation and answer. For our sins. I expect you hear this every Sunday. And I expect you get bored with it. But beloved friends. Let Christ be exalted. In your need. A friend of publicans and sinners. And are you that sinner? A friend of publicans and sinners, and are you that sinner? Draw me. Draw me to thy Christ. Was it for me? You will notice in the Psalms where the sufferings of Christ are brought forth, an echo of your own experience in those Psalms. 22, 68, 88. 102, Psalm 6, Psalm 38, name them. What the dear Redeemer has prophesied by the psalmist of entering into, your soul will understand it because you need that salvation and that mercy and that blessing. And Christ was brought to need deliverance himself in your place and in your stead from the wrath of God in his soul. Draw me, Lord, there. Bring me to Calvary. Bring me to Calvary. Bring me to thy blood. Bring me to the blood, the life given, as a ransom and a token for us. Bring me to the blood. The reconciliation of God. Draw me, Lord. Draw me. Draw me to his gasping breath. His dying moment. Draw me, Lord, not in imagination, not imagining anything, but draw me to feel and to know the victory. It is finished. Atonement is made. Salvation is made. But you see, dear friends, this isn't just viewing something. It's not just viewing Calvary. Many viewed and unaffected. Let the living waters of thy love and grace flow into my soul. Let me hear thy voice. Let me know thee, my case. He's undertaken for me. His love to my soul has delivered my soul from the pit. I've found a ransom, says Elihu. Saving from going down into the pit. I found a ransom. This needs to be in life and power. If any say, I've sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me naught, he shall save his... He looketh upon men. Then he say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, and it profited me not. He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. His life shall see the light. Beloved friends, this means be by the power of God, the life of the Spirit in our heart, and that will affect your soul. It will humble you, make you tender, make you soft to receive. To receive the love of God in the atonement of his Son. And the love to Christ personally.
Friend, he gave his life as a ransom unto his people. Draw me. Draw me to this place constantly, daily. Can I stop here? If you genuinely, truly love someone, you'll always be pleased to be in their company. Look forward to when you're coming, but for those who work or have been away somewhere, you look forward to coming to the love of home, the comforts of home, and the one you love to hold and embrace and be with, to delight in their company. I wonder what we think of the Lord Jesus. What do we know of this? Are we drawn? Friend, I move on to the resurrection. The life taken, a victory, raising the body, the empty tomb. I move on. His ascension into glory, preparing a place. Leave me here. He's coming again. Or come again and receive you unto myself. You unto myself. His intercession. Draw me, we will run after thee. And draw me to understand thy person, the glory of thy condescension in coming down to this earth. May this be our meat. May this be our daily food. But I want to come now, if I can, to the word. Where are we going to be drawn to? Where will you find Christ? Where are you going to be drawn to? Into his word. Unto the throne of grace. Into his house. Where God is. In spirit. Up to where he is in heaven. Draw me. Draw me. This is the prayer of the living. This is the prayer of the living soul. And he's drawn by love. Love draws. Love draws. Grace draws. Friend, this is a wonderful thing. The love of God draws a sinner. Go back to that word in Zechariah. I will hiss for them. Has he hissed? Now I know the word hiss in the prophet Isaiah and so forth, for the most part speaks of bringing judgment, bringing the enemies upon Judah and so forth. But in Zechariah he speaks of that word, drawing, a hissing, drawing them to him, the mercy seat. His love is grace. Now, forgiveness in the word. Forgiveness at the throne of grace. Forgiveness in his house. Forgiveness at his feet. Sin forgiven and put away. A renewing of the mind. A washing. Draw me, Lord. Draw me. Now, I want to stop here for a minute. We read Philippians 3. Paul seemed to be in a good place as he wrote that. He counted himself not to have apprehended what he has apprehended of Christ. Now this brings to our heart our daily need of exercise to keep pressing. Old nature and religious flesh, I'll join them up a little bit, because neither are of grace. Nothing is of the new covenant there. Would be quite content to have salvation and enjoy this life. And that's in every one of your hearts and mine. But you know, the Apostle Paul was stirred up. He pressed on toward Jesus, the prize to heaven. Pressed on, I press toward the mark for the prize. What's the mark? Friend, the celestial seal by the Spirit of his love towards you, a token of his love, but see it in the blood, see it in the word given, the word spoken to your soul. See it in the resurrection, see it in the ascension, see it in the valley of death, the mark, heaven itself, the gate of heaven, through the blood, through the blessing of Christ, his person. I press toward him, the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Draw me, Lord. Now, can we just change a little bit? Look who I am. Look at my failings. Oh, perhaps you haven't got any failings. Perhaps you're pretty good. Well, the apostle had them. And certainly Peter did, and so did David, and so did all God's people. Look at my failings. Look at my sins. Look at my past. Look at my wrongs. How can I be drawn? How can I be drawn? Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Look unto me. What does Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. As I give it, you will receive it. And learn of me. Draw me. Draw me to learn of thee. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That is Christ calling, drawing, piping unto his people. Have you the need of him? If you're in the Word, you will come. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. In the prophet Isaiah, we have a word like this. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. Oh, it's a bit strange, isn't it? The outcasts of Israel. The outcasts of Israel. Set up an ensign for the nation. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, says Christ, will draw all men unto me. If I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw. There's the ensign. It's the outcasts of Israel. Are you an outcast? Are you really an outcast before? I'm not talking about before men. Before the Lord, you feel to be an outcast. A leper. One undone, different, the black sheep. The ensign will draw. Think of your blackness, blood to wash away. Think of your darkness, light to shine. Think of your deadness, living breath to flow into your soul. And shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah. Dispersed, scattered. You see not your signs. Do you feel at times your hopes blown to the four winds because of your pride, independence? Friend, what are these experiences? How do they arise? Because of the fight, the deadly fight between the flesh and the spirit. And faith only itself has given can lay hold on Christ. And then the sun shines and the clouds go. And then all is peace and the storm is a calm. The dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Trouble is, we're so pleased with ourselves, aren't we? We're so pleased with our religion, so pleased with our experience. We think we've gone on a bit better than other people have sometimes. Do you think that's grace working then? Oh, what a mercy to be a sinner, beholding the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin. My sin, atoning for my sin. My sin. So how can I come? This man receiveth sinners. What God hath cleansed, I call not thou common or unclean. What God hath cleansed. The end sign. The end sign. In the closing of the canon of Scripture, we have these words, and they're often misunderstood, I feel. In verse 17 of the last chapter we have, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The latter part is the invitation of God, of Christ. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The opening part, by the Spirit of grace and the Spirit of God, and still the Holy Ghost speaking, but the bride says to Christ, come. Come to me. Come to me. Come. Now I know this is often spoken as one complete invitation of God, or the church inviting other sinners and so forth. But ever remember, love is two ways. You may love someone naturally, but you can't make them love you. Think about it. Think about it. You could never love God, but he makes you love him by needing him. And he brings you into trouble, soul trouble, pathway trouble, bodily trouble. You might need him, his blessing, his restoration, his love, his grace. Your soul will cry, come, come. Let him that heareth the gospel say to Christ, come. Then the invitation is still there, isn't it? Two ways. Let him that is athirst come. Are you thirsty this morning? Are you needy? Whosoever will. That's not according to your will. As God gives it, as God constrains, he opens up, let him take the water of life freely. Draw me. Draw me to thy free grace. Draw me to thy free sovereign grace, thy free love. Why? All is done. What can you contribute to your hope, to your comfort, to your salvation? Nothing. Behold the Lamb of God. Open up the way, Lord. Show me. Shine forth through the clouds. Shine into my heart. Drop that word in a word of season to my soul. Draw me. Now, there is also another thing. There is that following him. Now, I mean in a general sense. I'm not just speaking concerning the although we shouldn't, certainly we should preach that in his ordinances and so forth, but it's in soul and in heart to follow him. See, if there's a drawing, there is a following. We're on a journey of life. Draw me. This is the living desire. Draw me. Draw me, Lord, to follow thee daily. Let me live in thy word. When you read the Bible in the morning, I don't know, I hope some of, I don't know whether all of you do, but I know a lot of you do, for family worship. You know, sometimes we read through certain books or certain chapters, or you may desire to know to go to a certain part that you want to read from or you feel to read from. There's no rules and regulations here. It's as we're led. But the great point is, friend, when we come to read and pray in the morning or get up in the morning or wake up, where does your heart go? Do you want a word from the Lord? Do you want a little touch from him? A softened, humbled, needy soul will. But a proud, religious soul, and he may not, and if he is, he won't know he's proud until his eyes are opened. He just wants to be having a good feeling that the Lord is with him and that he's established and he understands this and he's going off for his day, quite sure the Lord is with him. But a beggar, do you know what it is to drag your day through, begging for help, begging for mercy? Lord, have compassion on me. Things are going wrong. Speak, Lord. Give me that touch. Let me hear the voice of my beloved. Draw me into thy word. Draw me into that peace that thy word brings. Draw me to the peace of the gospel, the peace that passeth understanding, the year of Jubilee, spirit of adoption, that I am thine. Draw me. I'm loved with an everlasting love. Thou hast drawn me and put away all my sins. Lord, even if I may not realize or feel fully that my sins are put away, let love touch me, let love draw me, let me come to the wounds of thy side and thy hands and thy feet. Let me feel thy presence with me, a touch, a token. Draw me, let me follow thee. Follow thee tomorrow. Where to? Where thou hast gone? What thou, Lord, hast appointed for me in my short life below, where thou wilt have me to be in my soul feeling and in my circumstances outwardly, give me that touch. Draw me. Now, in the chapter we have further, you know, tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon, tell me, where dost thou feed thy flock? Where do they rest at noon? Where do they rest? For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou knew not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. By the footsteps of the flock. And where are they going? They're following the good shepherd. He's gone before them. He's gone before them into glory. Go thy way. And feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. Christ's tabernacle. Christ's place. In you. The hope of glory, Christ. In this song, we have a number of instances where the Lord visits and draws. In chapter 3 and chapter 5, chapter 5 was a solemn place. The spouse was in a solemn place. But the Lord came to wake her, and then he withdrew. Let her feel the bitterness of a place, a position. But if you look at the latter part of that chapter, how she speaks of his beauty, how she speaks of his love. Why? because she is his beloved, his spouse, his delight, his dove. What beauty there is described. Are you wanting to be drawn there? If you look at that chapter, you will find something shining forth of deity in the beauty of the Son, of the humanity of Christ. The compassion, the love. Yet there's an eternal reflection shining, or eternal light, I should say, shining through, right through. The immutability of his love and his will, the unchanging nature of grace. He's white and ruddy. Draw me to this, the righteousness, thy righteousness, yet thy compassion, thy love, thy suffering. The stability in the legs, as thy legs as pillars of marble. There's a certain way there. There's a stability there. And his hands as gold rings, his belly as bright ivory, overlaid with sapphires. Here we see the helping hand of the Son of God with his word, with his grace. And the ring of the bond and the union about, you see, his belly with sapphires, an eternal love, an eternal bosom flowing out from the heart of God to his people, and so forth. Draw me, draw me, draw me to thee. Draw me now, all my days. His mouth is most sweet, yea, is altogether lovely. All his dealings are altogether lovely. The down sittings you're in, if you're his, are appointed. The hidings of his face, though painful, and though very searching, and is there not a cause, are all done in love, if you're his. This is not philosophizing. It's very painful. But oh, to see his altogether lovely in his dealings, but oh, friends, more than that, although they are his love to you, yet, oh, to be drawn to his compassion, his righteousness, his preparation for heaven. How do you think you can go into eternity as you are? I'm not just talking about your body that's got to go into the grave. I'm speaking of your soul. Who can give you the change? Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, says the apostle. Make no provision for the flesh. Put him on by faith. The Lord our righteousness. What the Lord has done for sinners, the Lord our righteousness, is altogether lovely. Draw me. Isn't it? It's a simple word. A very simple word. Draw me. We will run after thee. But is it your desire? Friend, there's a want of love here. Only grace and love will break the Sunday chapel religion. The duty of coming to chapel, or perhaps in the week evening as well. Your soul alone, home, in your business, as you're driving or travelling, will need that same mercy and love and grace. It's constant, constant. Where are our hearts this morning when we got up? Who did you look to when you went to sleep last night? Who did you commune with yesterday? Where were you in the past week? Where will you be next week? The Lord only knows that, of course. Draw me. Lord, draw me to thy feet. Draw me to thy feet where I will long to be, that I may worship, receiving grace, in that low place Dear Lord, draw me to thy feet, for thou didst stretch thyself in the garden. Thou didst bow, I must bow now. Thou hast bowed for me, bowed in the garden. Bring me to thy feet. Let thy love be shed abroad. Move my soul. If you're a living soul, you don't want this dry intellectual stuff, do you? And I'm not being funny about that either. I worry about it myself. I want a broken heart, a contrite heart, a softened spirit. The passions within may be subdued by love, by grace. You may feel the Lord holding your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help thee. That's a promise for tomorrow, the end of the journey. Draw me. Draw me to thyself. Draw me to thy feet. Draw me into thy word. Draw me to glory. Draw me to glory. What beautiful hymns we have sung. Two hymns that I have been made a help and a blessing to me. But is there not that desire continually to be in the presence of Christ? The presence of the Lord Jesus is the presence of God. But I am worthless. I am undone. But why do you need drink? Because there the living waters flow. There's the healing. There's the virtue. There's the whiteness. There's the purification. There's the grace. There's the preparation for glory. Draw me. We will run after thee. Now, in that last clause, there is a willingness seen, a willingness, a rising up. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away. Come away from your cares, your sorrows, your difficulties, your fears, and all the entanglements. Arise, my love, my fair one. Come away. Come away. Draw me. Take up thy cross and follow me. Oh, that I may lean upon thee, that I may see Jesus gone before to prepare a place for me. Prepare a place. Friend, has Christ gone to prepare a place for you in heaven? You're pressed toward that mark. What love. What a surprise. What matchless love. What matchless grace. Who can compare? Who can speak? He touched me. He drew me with the bands of my... He touched me. He loved me. He spoke to my heart. He drew me. Did Jesus once upon me shine? That's not complacency. That's a living exercise. Once in him, him forever. You know, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Christ your treasure. Christ your hope. Well, I will leave it now. I will hiss for them. I will hiss for them. I know that speaks of the gathering in preparation for Christ coming from the days of the rebuilding of the temple through the Maccabees and Antiochus and so forth. It is a gospel word. I'll hiss for them. The sounding of his bowels and his mercy toward you. Where is it? You long for the sounding from heaven, from the gospel, from the word into your soul. The sounding of thy bowels and thy mercies toward me. I'll hiss for them. Draw me. Draw me to thy bosom. Draw me to thy feet. Draw me near, Lord. Are you the disciples that you live in fear that the Lord will go away? Like the disciples when, I'm speaking of the last discourses. How sad they were. There's something you dread. The Lord shall withdraw from you. What would you do? But you know, living faith knows that by the nature of the blessing, you never can. And yet, you know that to be true, and it is true, but you feel the hidings of his face. Draw me. Draw me at last. Draw me to glory at last. Thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. Part of my throne shalt be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? It's a wonderful thing if the Lord has appeared to you in days of old, isn't it? The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, or from afar is the margin, saying unto me, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Have I drawn thee? With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And it is loving kindness. But you go on. Draw me. We will run after thee.
Collections last Lord's Day were £746, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and there will be a collection for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1118. What is love? My soul would answer, naught deserves the endearing name but the God of love, the Saviour, whose dear heart's a constant flame. Hymn 1118.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.